This is Guido the Monkey.
I'm Guido.
And I'm the Monkey. We're coming to you live and recorded from the Rose in London Bridge in the heart of Simon Hughes' constituency.
We chatting to that bloke by the bar?
The barman? The bar manager. He, no, this is totally by coincidence. I went to the loo and I thought I'd better introduce myself to the landlord, tell him what we're doing, recording in his bar. And it's old politics, right? You see that bloke over there? Right.
The old geezer.
Yeah, no, the old beige coat. I mean.
He's looking this way now.
He looks like, is that bloke over there? Two general elections ago, gave Simon Hughes a right hander here in a pub.
Hand job.
No, not a hand job.
A fisting.
Oh, shit, where are you coming from? No, not a fisting. He hit him, a right-hander, right hook. Simon Hughes, here,
at
this
man, I'll buy him a pint.
This is an auspicious location from which we are recording today.
Didn't they try to get that in the Guardian?
No, the Guardian was chasing this, actually. In fact, we've scooped the Guardian. And we've got a scoop. In the Paul, the bar manager, told everyone at the time no talking to anyone. The Guardian was on to him. And I know we're 8 years late, 9 years late, but it is a scoop on the Guardian anyway.
Oh, but we get in loads of trouble claiming scoops. Nah, this one is 8 years old.
A fucking beta test. Do you know what? I have a reputation for being quite a right-on liberal. I mean, politically correct member of the establishment.
And you're proud of that, are you?
Yes. No, politically correct, where I come from, is what people who aren't right-wing bigots call polite.
We just call them polite. Well-mannered. Well-brought up.
Exactly, that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. But not according to some people this week. PM Hughes.
Ming did the magic tragic trick again, I see.
Again? I think you do it 2 weeks running.
It worked. House went quiet.
Last week, tragic murders in Soham.
Yeah.
This week, deaths and rape in Somalia.
Darfur. Next week, Holocaust.
Yes, Holocaust Memorial Day.
Are any bookies doing bets on this?
Your mate who does special bets, is he going to do a bet on whether or not Ming Campbell will discuss the Holocaust at PMQs next week? Because, do you know, my fiver's there. Why is he just sticking to foreign affairs? He was so...
The only thing he knows about.
The only thing he knows about.
What else has he got gravitas on?
David Cameron tried to do a spin on the back of it. And, they've been doing a lot of good stuff about policy at PMQs today and bitching at each other about what their party policies are. But when David Cameron started getting barracks over the police, he came, no, the police is very important in lots of constituencies.
Down a bit.
No, he didn't. They just
not as much as the joke did.
No, the joke was good. Yeah, but if he'd done, the police are important. Tragic deaths in Soham, silence. But he didn't. He did...
Important. We did a joke. Right. Cameron's delivery was not bad. He came into politics promising to ban the bomb and soak the rich. You end up sucking up to the rich and dropping bombs. And it was pretty good.
Yeah, but you need a fucking drum roll. It was shit. You know, if you're going to have a team of 8 people writing PMQs for you, come out with a decent fucking joke.
It was better rehearsed than I did it.
The Prime Minister's joke was much better because he had timing. And you know what? I'm no Blair pom pom cheerleader.
I've seen you in the outfit.
Anyway, moving on. I feel sorry for.
Sarah Tubman.
No, I feel sorry for Lembit Opik because he's a nice bloke and he just seems to have backed the wrong horse every time.
Everybody has done this joke. Everybody knows. He's cursed.
Fuck,
he's the voodoo child.
No, I don't know, really cursed joke, whatever, that sort of shit. I'm just saying he's a nice bloke. He doesn't deserve this kind of shit. PMQs. I don't want to let PMQs go without mentioning Andrew McKinley. He made a very serious point about the recording of MPs' phone calls. He made actually quite a good joke about, you know, he'll let the PM listen to his phone calls if he can listen to PM's phone calls.
No, he made a joke about let him listen to his phone calls if he can listen to MI5's phone calls.
Was it? I thought it was... Oh, I see. I thought it was PM's.
No.
But nevertheless, he predicated the whole argument on protecting whistleblowers who sometimes phone their MPs. What I'm not comfortable with is that it was Andrew McKinley that hauled David Kelly over the coals in select committee shortly before a poor whistleblower killed himself.
It's a very good point. Something that lefties will give a shit about.
Oh, fuck you.
Day 14 in the Lib Dem leadership election. Nominations have closed. Mark Orton has already been evicted.
It's adultery, buggery and nobody.
Allegedly. So where's this leadership election going to go? Do we give a shit anymore?
I think it's important. Well, it's going to be a hung parliament.
I'm sorry, but 90% of the population, according to the Guardian poll today, doesn't think it's important.
No, that's not fair. 9 people knew who Hoon was.
Yeah, but, yeah, all right, to be fair, that's an improvement on last week. But I think the political implications of the exposure in the News of the World this weekend are going to be far-reaching.
Oh, Sven Göran Eriksson.
Of course.
Oh, nothing else was in the News of the World this weekend. It was interesting to anyone at all.
No, anyway.
Shouldn't be anyone to any politically correct-minded person.
No. Sven Göran Eriksson.
Set up. I think it was a set up.
By the fake shape, Mazen Mahmood.
Yes.
Mazen Mahmood. Do you know what? Anyone in the public eye has got to be slightly wary of anyone wearing a sheet these days. Because Mazen Mahmood has got so many people. Do you know what? As soon as people in the public eye start realising don't trust anyone wearing a sheet, Mazen Mahmood's going to be out of business.
That's true. I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Ben, I think it's very clever the way they brought that up in the Guardian today.
It's an outrage. He's getting £5 million for doing nothing.
Yeah, no. He's getting £5 million on the understanding that he does fuck all for the next year.
Just like incapacity benefit.
Oh, don't go there. You know, there's a lot of people that...
He wants to work, something tells me he won't be able to, and he'll get his £5 million incapacity
benefit. He can get a job, but he's just going to have to not get his £5 million in order to get his job.
Tell them in Merford Tydfil.
No, Aston Villa. I think we need to address this issue of homophobia. I think it should be very clear to people that know us that we're not homophobic.
I'm not homophobic. Love homosexuals.
Absolutely.
Had sex with homosexuals.
What?
I had sex with homosexuals. In my youth.
Oh, you're a Tory, aren't you?
No, I was in Marbella, place just outside, got a bit drunk, drove in, almost crashed. 2 homosexuals, me, absolutely excellent. Floor show, everything. Recommend lesbian hookers to anyone.
Can the Tories really become the nice party that they're trying to be?
I don't accept your premises.
You don't accept the premise that the Tories are trying to be nice?
I don't accept the premises that they're not nice. Oh, so, but I can prove they're nice. Tim Henman's going to be a Tory MP.
Oh, yes, this is rumours.
He's on the A. No, he's going to be on the A list.
He's going to be
even
on
though
the...
he's white and male. He's going to be on the A.
One of the few white men allowed on the A list.
Well, white male heterosexual on the A list. Yeah.
But isn't so Tim Henman? I don't know if you were going to go for nice.
Authentic pub sound. There.
Yeah. If you're going to go for nice as the ultimate aim, then you couldn't get better than Tim. But Tim Henman, isn't it a little rude to go to Tim Henman now and say, look, your tennis career is going to be over well before the next general election, come and join our party?
Well, my main concern is he's not a proven winner, is he?
This was our second beta test, which is now over.